在我还没有分享今天的信息以前，我们来上一些历史课。
Before we begin today's message, let's have a history lesson.
这个是世界四大帝国纪年。
And this is the timeline of four world empires.
如果你有读过古代历史的话，可能你有点印象。
If you have studied ancient history, perhaps you have some sense.
因为这些历史是牵涉到这个但以理书里面所说的。
Because these history refers to what Daniel says.
也就在公元前605年的时候，巴比伦王国成立了。
In 605 BC, Babylonian kingdom was established.
当巴比伦王国灭亡之后，接下来的是这个马代波斯王国。
And after the Babylonian kingdom, it was the Medo-Persian kingdom.
那个时候是在公元前539年。
It was in 539 BC.
如果你读这个古代历史的话，
If you have studied ancient history,
你会发现到这个马代波斯王国过后是希腊帝国。
You realize after the Medo-Persians, it was a Greek empire.
那个时候是公元前331年。
It was in 331 BC.
然后当希腊帝国灭亡之后，接下来就是古代罗马帝国。
And after the Greek empire, it was the Roman empire.
所以在公元前63年的时候，这个罗马帝国就成立了。
So in 63 BC, the Roman Empire was established.
那么主耶稣是在公元前四年诞生在这个伯利恒那个地方。
Jesus was born about 4 BC.
这个公元前四年大概是有些学者认为是那个时候。
Some scholars believe that's when Jesus was born.
那么这些都是历史的事件。
And these are historical events.
所以罗马帝国是从公元前63年到公元后313年。
And the Roman Empire went from 63 BC to 313 AD.
所以最后罗马皇帝就是康斯但丁大帝。
And finally is Emperor Constantine.
好了，今天的信息是神的大蓝图。
And today's title is The Grand Blueprint of God.
在我还没有分享今天的信息之前，我们要来看但以理书第二章第31节到第45节。
And before I start, let's look at Daniel chapter 2 verses 31 to 45.
但以理书第二章31节到45节，我只是用中文来念，如果你看英文的话，你跟着我一起看。
Well, we will only be reading in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
但以理书第二章第三十一节，王啊，这个是但以理告诉尼布加尼撒王所说的。王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，以是金银铜铁泥都一同砸碎琢碎的粉碎，成如夏天货场上的糠秕，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。这就是那梦。我们在王面前要讲解那梦。王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国动权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。凡世人所住之地的走兽，比天宫的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头， 在你以后必另兴起一国，不计于你，又有第三国，就是铜的，必掌管天下。第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎刻子百物，又能压碎一切。那国也必打碎压制列国。你既见象的脚和脚趾头一半是陶匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥缠染，那国也必有铁的力量，那铁子脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。你既是铁与泥柴染，那国民也必以各种人缠染，却不能彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能相合一样。当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一国，这国必存到永远。你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥，那就是自大的神把后来必有的事给王指明。这梦怎是这样？这讲解的也是确实的。我在将近13年前的时候，我第一次坐飞机来 Albuquerque。
About 13 years ago, I first took a plane to Albuquerque.
我们当天的天气非常的晴朗。
It was a very clear day that day.
我从飞机看下来。
And I was looking down from the airplane.
然后可以看到地上的建筑物河流跟树木。
And I could see everything on the ground, all the buildings, trees, fields.
然后飞机从德州飞往新墨西哥州。
As the plane was flying from Texas towards New Mexico.
然后我发现到这个树木越来越小。
I realized that there's fewer and fewer vegetation.
也越来越少。
There's less of them.
然后颜色从这个绿色变成灰色。
And it turned from green to grayish.
然后当这个飞机要降落这个 Albuquerque 的时候。
And as the plane was about to land in Albuquerque.
然后突然间这个绿色的树木又在出现。
Suddenly I see more green.
特别是在河边的两岸。
Especially along the river.
那么树木长得非常的茂盛。
There were a lot of trees growing there.
那么除了这些树木，我也看到这个 Albuquerque 这个城市。
And besides the trees, I saw Albuquerque as a city.
那么横行在城市里面的那个街道。
I see the streets along Albuquerque.
还有空军基地。
Also the Air Force Base.
当然还有飞机场。
And of course the airport.
我从飞机上看下来，我看到整个 Albuquerque 的大蓝图。
And from the airplane, I see the blueprint of Albuquerque.
我们在尼布加尼撒王这个梦里面也有一幅大蓝图。
And Nebuchadnezzar's dream, there's also a grand blueprint.
然后这个大蓝图是神的大蓝图。
And this is the grand blueprint of God.
然后以一个大象来说明。
And it is explained through a grand statue.
而说明将来要发生的事情。
Explaining what is to come.
所以这个大象，刚才我们所在圣经里面所读到那个大象，象征将来要发生的事情。
So we see that from what we read in the scripture, the statue represents what will come.
然后如果你活在尼布加尼撒王的时代。
If you live during the time of Nebuchadnezzar,
大象所象征的都是将来要发生的事情。
Everything from the statue is what will happen later.
但是如果你活在现今的时代。
But if you live today.
那么大象所象征的事情大部分都已经过去了。
Most of the things represented by the statue has passed.
只留下一部分还没有实现。
There's only a small part that has not happened yet.
所以尼布加尼撒王所梦见所做的梦那个细节记载在但以理书第二章三十一节到三十五节。
So, the details of Nebuchadnezzar's dream was recorded in Daniel 2 verses 31 to 35.
所以当但以理把这个梦讲解给尼布加尼撒王知道的时候。
So when Daniel explained the dream to Nebuchadnezzar,
那么他就对王说
He told the king,
王啊你梦见一个大象这象甚高极其光耀站在你面前形状是可怕。
You, O king, were looking, and behold, there was a single great statue. That statue, which was large and extraordinary splendor, was standing in front of you.
啊，这像的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。
And its appearance was awesome. The head of that statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, and its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
但以理告诉尼布加尼撒王说，你所梦见那个梦是一个大象。
And so Daniel explains to Nebuchadnezzar that his dream was one of a great statue.
他说这个大象的头是用金做的。
Its head is made of gold.
那么它的胸膛还有它的膀臂是用银做的。
Its breast and its arms of silver.
然后它的肚腹还有它的腰是用铜做的。
Its belly and its thighs of bronze.
啊它的腿是用铁做的。
Its legs of iron.
啊最后他说这个脚是半泥半铁的。
Its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
然后除此之外，尼布加撒尼撒王的梦里面又看见一块石头从旁边飞过来，打在这个半铁半泥的脚上。
And besides this, there was also a stone which was which flew over and struck the feet.
那么直到这个以金银铜铁做的那个大象被打碎了。
So that the statue was broken into pieces.
那么圣经说，好像那个夏天的糠秕啊，被风吹散，然后永远都不见了。
It was blown away like chaff from the summer, and never to be seen again.
啊，但是这个被打碎的大象的石头却变成一座大山，充满了天下。
But the rock which struck the feet became a great mountain which filled the earth.
啊，这个是尼布加尼撒王梦里的这个细节。
And this is the details of Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
尼布加尼撒王没有把这个梦告诉但以理。
Nebuchadnezzar did not tell Daniel his dream.
啊，但是但以理却知道他所做的梦是怎么样的一个梦。
Yet Daniel knew what kind of dream he had.
因为神把这个梦在夜间的异象里显明给但以理。
Because God revealed the dream at night to Daniel.
尼布加尼撒王可能知道这个梦。
Perhaps Nebuchadnezzar remembers his dream.
啊，但是他没有把这个梦告诉别人。
But he did not tell his dream to anyone.
无论如何，他不明白这个梦的意义。
No matter what, he did not understand the meaning of his dream.
所以这个梦使到尼布加尼撒王心里面很烦乱，而且不能够睡觉。
So, because of this dream, Nebuchadnezzar was very troubled in his heart and was not able to sleep.
所以但以理不单把这个梦告诉王。
So Daniel not only was able to tell the king his dream.
他也把这个梦的意义讲解给王知道。
He was also able to tell the meaning of the dream to the king.
所以这个梦的含义是记载在但以理书第二章三十六节到四十五节。
So the meaning of the dream was, interpretation was included in Daniel 2 verses 36 to 45.
所以大象的每一个肢体还有梦里那个石头都有它们的意义。
So every part of the statue plus the rock all have its meaning.
啊，这个大象的肢体还有这个石头象征在地上的国度还有将来所要发生的事情。
So the statue, the different parts of the statue and the stone all represents what will happen, the different kingdoms and what will happen.
所以这个大象的头，但以理说是以金做的。
Daniel said the head was made of gold.
然后但以理告诉王说，这个金做的头是代表尼布甲尼撒王本身。
And Daniel said that the head of gold represents Nebuchadnezzar himself.
在这个三十七节到三十八节啊。这里说到王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣赐给你。
And verses 37 to 38 it says, You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory.
凡世人所住之地的走兽，必天宫的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切，你就是那金头。
And wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, or the birds of the sky, he has given them into your hand, and has caused you to rule over them all. You are the head of gold.
所以最后那一句说，你就是那金头。
So the last phrase says, you are the head of gold.
你就是指尼布甲尼撒王。
You referring to King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以你金头是指尼布甲尼撒王。
So the head of gold refers to King Nebuchadnezzar.
啊，换句话说，金头代表这个巴比伦王国。
In other words, the head of gold represents a Babylonian kingdom.
那么金做的东西在巴比伦王国非常的普遍。
Things made of gold was very common in Babylon.
那比如说，尼布甲尼撒王造了一个很大的大象。啊，这个是记载在但以理书第三章。
In Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar built a large statue.
那么历史学家这个 Herodotus 在尼布甲尼撒王去世100年之后啊，有到过巴比伦王国。
And the historian Herodotus, 100 years after King Nebuchadnezzar went to Babylon.
那么在巴比伦王国里面，他看到很多东西都是用金做的。
And when he went to Babylon, he saw that many things were made of gold.
庙里的东西还有这个祭坛是用金做的。
The things in the temple and the altar were all made of gold.
尼布甲尼撒王他所坐那个王位也是用金做的。
The throne which King Nebuchadnezzar sat on was also made of gold.
因此，但以理对王说。尼布甲尼撒王，你是那个金做的头。
So Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the head of gold."
所以金头代表这个巴比伦王国。
So the head of gold represents Babylonian kingdom.
那么银做的这个胸膛还有它的膀臂代表什么
？And what does the breast of silver and the arms of silver represent?
啊，刚才我们看到巴比伦王国是在公元前605年开始的。
And we see that Babylonian kingdom was began in 605 BC.
那么在公元前539年的时候，这个马代人和波斯人在一天晚上进攻这个巴比伦。
In 539 BC, the Medo-Persians were able to invade Babylon in one night.
然后结束了这个巴比伦王国65年的政权。
And it stopped the reign of Babylon for 65 years.
所以根据这里的记载说，王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。
You, O king, are the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory.
凡世人所住的地的走兽，从天宫的飞鸟，都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头，在你以后必另兴一国，不计于你。
And wherever the sons of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, or the birds of the sky, he has given them into your hand and has caused you to rule over them all. You are the head of gold. After you, there will arise another kingdom inferior to you.
所以最后的一句说，在你以后必另兴起一国，不计于你。
So, it says, after you, there will arise another kingdom inferior to you.
那么这个国是代表这个马代和波斯国。
And this kingdom refers to the Medo-Persian kingdom.
因为在但以理书五章二十八节也说明巴比伦王国后来是归给这个马代波斯人。
Because in Daniel chapter 5, it says that later on, the kingdom went to the Medo-Persians.
那比勒斯你是就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and the Persians.
然后这个是但以理讲解在墙上的字的时候告诉这个波沙沙王的。
And this is what Daniel told King Belshazzar when he was interpreting the writing on the wall.
那读过古代历史的人都知道当巴比伦王国灭亡之后后来成立了这个马代波斯国。
And if you study history, you know that after the Babylonian kingdom, it was a Medo-Persian kingdom.
所以按照但以理的解释，这个以这个银做的这个榜笔还有胸膛是代表马代波斯国。
And so according to Daniel's interpretation, the breast and the arms represents the Medo-Persian kingdom.
所以但以理告诉王说马代波斯人将会攻打巴比伦王国。
So Daniel says that the Medo-Persians will be attacking the Babylonian kingdom.
我结束这个巴比伦王国的政权。
And stop the reign of Babylon.
所以这个大象我们看到有个金做的头。
So for this great statue, we see that there's a head of gold.
有一个银做的这个胸膛还有这个膀臂。
The breast and arms of silver.
然后有这个铜做的这个肚腹还有这个腰。
And the belly and thighs of bronze.
那么铜做的这个肚腹还有它的腰代表什么呢？
And what does the belly and the thighs of bronze represent?
所以但以理在二章三十九节说又有第三国就是铜的必掌管天下。
So in Daniel it says, then another third kingdom of bronze, which will rule over all the earth.
所以按照但以理的解释他说这个第三国是希腊帝国。
And according to Daniel's explanation, we see that the third kingdom is the Greek kingdom.
然后根据古代历史的记载，希腊国是在马代波斯国王国在主前334年灭亡之后而成立的。
And we see that the Greek Empire was established 334 BC after the Medo-Persians.
然后当时有一个年轻人20岁的年轻人他的名字叫做亚历山大。
And at that time there's a young man 20 years old, his name was Alexander the Great.
啊，他把这个马代波斯王国征服了。
He conquered the Medo-Persian.
他成为希腊帝国的王帝。
He became the emperor of Greece.
亚历山大大帝是一个非常能干的军人还有政治人物。
Alexander the Great was a great general.
然后他把整个欧洲部分的北非还有中东都征服了。
He conquered all of Europe, part of Northern Africa, and all of the Middle East.
那么他的帝国从这个欧洲一直伸延到这个印度那个地方。
And his kingdom extended from Europe all the way over to India.
所以根据这节经文的记载。
So according to this
又有第三国就是铜的必掌管天下。
Then another third kingdom of bronze which will rule over all the earth.
然后这句经文说这个国就是希腊帝国将会掌管天下。
And so this kingdom which is the Greek Empire will rule over all the earth.
换句话说亚历山大大帝将会掌管这个天下。
In another word that Alexander the Great will rule over the whole earth.
然后除了这节经文还有古代历史的证明这个铜做的肚腹还有腰是代表这个希腊帝国。
And besides this, the belly and the thighs of bronze represents the kingdom of Greece.
那么在但以理书里面第八章第二十一节还有十一章第二节也有提到希腊帝国。
And Daniel chapter 8, 21 and 11 also talks about the Greek kingdom.
所以第八章二十一节说那公山羊就是希腊王。
And in Daniel chapter 8, the shaggy goat represents the kingdom of Greece.
然后在11章第二节同样的谈到这个希腊国。
And in Daniel 11, chapter 2, it also speaks of the realm of Greece.
我现在我将真事指示你，波斯还有三王兴起，第四王必富足远胜诸王，他因富足成为强盛，就必激动大众攻击希腊国。
And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings are going to arise in Persia. Then the fourth will gain far more riches than all of them. As soon as he becomes strong through his riches, he will arouse the whole empire against the realm of Greece.
那么就如这个金做的东西在巴比伦王国很普遍。
Just as things made of gold was very common in the Babylonian kingdom.
那么这个铜还有这个青铜是希腊国希腊帝国战争的一个象征品。
And bronze is a symbol of battle for the Greeks.
那么希腊人、军人他们所戴的头盔是用铜做的。
The soldiers, the Greek soldiers, their helmets are made of bronze.
那么他们所戴的护心镜是也是用铜做的。
Their breastplate are made of bronze.
那么还有这个藤牌也是用铜做的。
Their shields are bronze.
还有军人所用的刀剑都是用铜做的。
And their sword are of bronze as well.
那么希腊帝国的存在还有它的历史是不可以否认的事情。
The existence of Greek Empire and its rule is undisputed.
所以希腊文化影响历史非常的深。
So the Greek culture had a great impact on history.
有名的古代这个哲学家比如说苏格拉底柏拉图还有阿里斯多德都是希腊人。
And many famous philosophers of ancient times such as Socrates, Plato, Aristotle were all Greeks.
他们的思想影响了这个历史。
Their thoughts has impacted history.
然后甚至影响到现今人的思想。
It even impacts our thinking today.
所以希腊文化带给当时的时代还有后来的时代非常深的影响。
So Greek culture has a great influence on the people of the time and also today.
然后希腊帝国灭亡之后但是它的影响没有消失掉。
And even after the Greek Empire ceased to exist, its impact continues.
所以在主耶稣还有使徒的时代。
So during the time of Jesus and his disciples,
所使用其中的一个语文就是希腊文。
One of the languages that they used was Greek.
虽然这个新约圣经的作者都是犹太人。
Even though the authors of the New Testament were all Jews.
他们却用了希腊文写了这个新约圣经。
Yet they wrote the New Testament in Greek.
那么可见希腊文在当时的时代是多么的普遍。
So we see that the Greek language was very common at that time.
然后第一届奥林匹克运动会是在希腊的雅典举行的。
And the first Olympics was held in Athens, Greece.
那我在神学的时候曾经念过四个学期的希腊文。
And when I was in the seminary, I studied four semesters of Greek.
所以尼布甲尼撒王他梦见这个大象。
So Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of this great statue.
有这个金做的头。
It has a head of gold.
有这个银做的这个胸膛还有这个膀臂
breast and arms of silver
有这个铜做的肚腹还有它的腰
belly and thighs of bronze
然后有两条以铁做的腿
and two legs made of iron
那么这两条铁做的腿又代表什么呢
and what does these two legs of iron represent
那么根据但以理书第二章第40节的记载
According to Daniel chapter 2 verse 40,
他说第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎刻折百物，又能压碎一切，那国也必打碎压制列国。
Then there will be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron, as much as iron crushes and shatters all things. So like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all these in pieces.
所以这两条铁做的腿是代表罗马帝国。
So these two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire.
然后根据古代历史的记载，罗马帝国是在希腊帝国灭亡之后而成立的。
And according to history, Roman Empire was established after the Greek Empire.
所以罗马帝国是在公元前63年开始一直伸延到公元后313年。
So, the Roman Empire was established in 63 BC and continued to till 313 AD.
罗马政府以这个铁一般的政权来统治这个帝国。
And so, the Roman government used, iron to rule over. Iron fist.
就好像这节经文所说，第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎克制百物，又能压碎一切，那国也必打碎压制列国。
Then there will be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters all things, so like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all these in pieces.
所以罗马皇帝以这个强硬的手段来对抗那些反对政府的人。
So the Roman Empire used iron fists to deal with those who opposed them.
所以十字架的惩罚是一个很典型的例子。
So the cross was a very typical example.
那么严重的罪犯都被处死在十字架上。
The serious criminals were punished to die on the cross.
所以罗马铁一般的政权带给罗马帝国有这个和平。
So, because of their fierceness, it brought about peace in their kingdom.
所以但以理在第四十一节这么说。
So Daniel says in verse 41.
那么你既见像的脚和脚趾头一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。
And that you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron. It will be divided kingdom, but it will have in the toughness of iron, inasmuch as you saw the iron mixed with common clay.
然后但以理说这个国将来必会分开。
And Daniel says that this kingdom will be divided.
然后这个大象好像这个大象这个腿分开一样。
Just as the statue, the legs are divided.
然后历史也证明罗马帝国后来分成两个政权。
History also tells us that the Roman Empire was divided into two.Parts.
一个就是在西方的罗马。
You have the Western Empire.
一个在东方的 Constantinople.
And the Eastern side based in Constantinople.
也就是今天土耳其的伊斯坦堡。
And that's Istanbul in Turkey.
然后西方的罗马后来他们征服了整个欧洲。
And the Western Rome conquered the whole of Europe.
今天的欧洲基本上就是古罗马政权的复生。
The Europe is basically a revival of the old Rome.
西方的国家，比如说美国、英国还有加拿大，他们的这个他们的根就是来自这个罗马。
And Western nations such as England, U.S. and Canada, the base of its government came from Rome.
英国跟美国的政府跟罗马的政府有点相似。
The British and American government is similar to that of Rome.
比如说这个上议院那个制度。
Such as we have senates.
或者这个法院的制度。
Or the court system.
还有他们军事的制度。
Or the military system.
但是我们发觉到罗马帝国后来也灭亡了。
But we realize that the Roman Empire also perished.
然后罗马帝国的灭亡不是因为外来的攻击。
The disappearance of Roman Empire was not because of attacks from the outside.
而是内部的问题。
There was problem from within.
因为道德的腐败使到整个罗马帝国崩溃了。
Because of moral corruption, the whole of Roman Empire fell apart.
那虽然罗马帝国已经灭亡了
，Even though the Roman Empire is gone，
然后今天的欧洲可以说是古罗马帝国的复生。
Today Europe is as though it's a rebirth of the Roman Empire。
所以铁座那两条腿是代表罗马帝国。
So the two legs of iron represents the Roman Empire.
还有这个半铁半泥的脚代表什么呢？
And the feet that's part clay and part iron, what does it represent?
我们根据但以理的预言，有很多圣经学者认为这个是代表西方国家。
And according to some Bible scholar, they believe that the feet represents the Western nations.
那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那果也必半弱，半强半弱。
As the toes of feet were partly of iron and partly of pottery, so some of the kingdom will be strong and part of it will be brittle.
让我们来看这个大象。
And let's look at the statue.
然后它的头是用金做的。
The head is made of gold.
然后胸膛还有这个膀臂是用银做的。
The breast and the arms are made of silver.
它的肚腹还有它的腰是用铜做的。
The belly and thighs are made of bronze.
还有它的两条腿是用铁做的。
And two legs are made of iron.
啊，最后圣经说，那双脚是铁和泥做的。
And feet are made of mixture of clay and iron.
你想一下这个大象的结构有什么问题
？And you see what's the problem with the statue?
我在大学念土木工程的时候
，When I was in college studying civil engineering，
那么如果要建一座高楼的话
，If you're going to build a high rise，
那你首先必须要把它的地基打好。
First, you must establish a good foundation.
然后高楼的结构，它的力量是从上面渐渐的往下增加。
And the strength of the structure must increase as it goes lower.
然后但是这个大象的结构力量却是从下面渐渐的往上增加。
But the strength of this statue increased as it went up.
很明显的，这个大象的地基是有问题。
And so you see that the foundation of this statue has a problem.
不能够站立得稳，随时都会倒下来。
It cannot stand firm, it will tip over any time.
当有外来的力量攻击的时候
，And when there's attack from the outside,
那它必然会倒下来。
It will fall.
就好像但以理书第四章第四十五节说，你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥。
Inasmuch as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold.
然后这块石头将会把这个大象打倒。
So this stone will topple over the statue.
然后到底这个石头代表什么
？And what does this stone represent？
如果你深入去探讨的话，这块石头就是代表耶稣基督。
And the stone, if you look at it carefully, it represents Jesus.
那当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会把地上所有的国度都灭绝掉。
When Jesus comes again, he will put away all the kingdoms of the world.
然后结束了路加福音第二十一章。二十四节所说的
，and accomplish what Luke 21 verses 24 to 25 says.
他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日子满了。
And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的列国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
There will be signs and sun and moon and stars and on the earth dismay among nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves.
天势都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀驾云降临。
Men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
那么根据但以理书第二章三十五节的记载
According to Daniel chapter 2 verse 35.
打碎这像的石头变成一座大山充满天下。
But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
那么根据这节经文，这块石头将会成为一座大山。那么这个大山代表什么？
And according to this scripture, the stone became a great mountain. And what does this great mountain represent?
这个大山是代表耶稣基督再来的时候要在地上所设立的千年国度。
And this great mountain represents the millennial kingdom which Jesus will establish.
主耶稣再来的时候，在启示录说他将会骑坐一匹白马。
And according to Revelation, when Jesus comes again, he will be on a white horse.
那么他带着这个天军啊，从天降临。
And he will bring a host of angels to come from heaven.
然后把地上的军队全部灭绝。
And to destroy all the rules of this world.
我结束了圣经所说的外邦人的日期。
And finish the time of the Gentile.
或者说结束了地上所有国度的权柄。
Or another word, to finish all the power authority of the kingdoms of the earth.
那也应验了但以理在这个预言所说的。
And to fulfill the prophecy of Daniel.
那从这个尼布加尼撒王所做的梦里。
And from the dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看到这位天上的神是掌管历史的神。
We see that God of heaven is a God who rules over history.
那么一切过去的事情、现在的事情、还有将来的事情，都在他的掌权之下。
The things of the past, the things of present, and the things of future are all under his sovereignty.
尼布加尼撒王所做的梦，让我们看到神的大蓝图。
The king of King Nebuchadnezzar enables us to see the grand blueprint of God.
耶稣基督将会再来。
Jesus will come again.
他来的时候要把地上所有的国度都除去。
When he comes again, he will put away all the kingdoms of the earth.
然后在地上设立一个千年的国度。
And establish a millennial kingdom here on earth.
让我们听圣经所说的。
Let us listen to what the Bible has to say.
因为这个是从神而来的话语。
Because these are words from God.
我们看到神的话语应验在历史里面。
We see God's word being carried out through history.
我们也知道他的话语也会在将来被应验。
And we also know that his word will be fulfilled in the future.
让我们以一个顺服的心来听神的话语。
Let us listen to God's words with obedient heart.
也让我们听了这个话语的时候，审查我们自己的生命。
And also help us examine our lives as we hear your truth.
因为神说主耶稣将会再来。
Because God says that Jesus will come again.
然后他来的时候，他要把地上的国度除去。
And when he comes again, he will put away all the kingdoms of the earth.
设立了他自己的国度。
And establish his kingdom.
亲爱的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你打开我们的心门，让我们谦卑在你的面前。
Please open our hearts and humble ourselves before you.
让我们相信你的话语。
Help us to believe your words.
因为有一天将会被成就。
Because it will come to pass one day.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.